And hello, everybody. This is Patricia Corey, and the show is Beyond the Matrix, the program that dares you to think outside the box of convention. And I know you do, or you wouldn't be tuned in, so thank you for being with me today. And for those of you who were listening in last week, I had Russell Altman on. We were talking about a number of things that had to do with alternative healing. He is the creator and president, I think, of the organization NutraSilver.com. He'll talk about that. And we were talking about this bizarre disease called Morgellons. And we're going to talk about that more today. We're going to basically pick it up where we were, because we were just, it was just too short a time. But before I bring Russell on, just a few things. First of all, I'm so sorry I am not able to correspond with a lot of you. I have the Zambuji on my ADSL line on Internet, and I'm taking this as a sign from the universe that I'm supposed to stop doing that and do a something else. I'm not clear what that is yet. So if you, I have a very minimum access to Internet. So if you don't, if you send a message or you Facebook me or whatever and don't get an answer, please don't be put off. It is because I simply can't access it. And we'll let the universe fix it, because, you know, Italians don't seem to know how to fix it. So come on, universe, send down a technology expert, and let's get the line back up. Okay, and the other message is the book, Beyond the Matrix, is out in days now. I'm really eager to get your feedback, so I hope you've got your copy ordered. I now have the book available. You can order it from my site as well. And the last message is, there's been a cancellation for the one person on the trip to the crop circles and Stonehenge and the mystical magic of England. So if any of you were trying to get on that program and couldn't, please get in touch with me at info@SyrianRevelations.net, and I'll tell you about that last space. Alrighty, without further ado, let me have my friend Russell Altman back on with you, and we're going to go really deeply into this discussion. Hi, Russell.
Yes, hello, Patricia, and hello to all of the listeners out there. So nice of you to join us again.
Well, we had quite a buzz from your visit last week, and a few people missed it, and a lot of questions came in. But so we're going to recap a little bit what we talked about and then run with it. First of all, we're predominantly going to be talking about this wacky, weird, unpleasant, hardly an adjective to describe Morgellons. So let's recap very quickly what we talked about last week, which is, what is Morgellons?
Well, Patricia, Morgellons is a name that was given by Mary Leto in 2002 to a cluster of diseases that her son was experiencing. And when she was doing her research, she came across an article written in 1686 that described a very similar infection in France in a little town called Morgellons. And so she chose that as the name for this disease, and it's pretty much stuck. Morgellons is a global pandemic disease. It is literally all over the planet. It is one of the most horrific things to experience, and I'm hoping we can spend some time today talking about what it's like to have Morgellons from the personal standpoint. But this disease literally takes over your life. It robs you of your energy, your ability to think. It robs you of your ability to stay awake. It isolates you because most people, especially women, are not willing to go out in public with large weeping lesions on their body, especially on their faces. And it's just been a horrible, horrible experience that's absolutely hopeless for the Morgellons sufferer.
Except for the people that are using NutraSilver.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make that sound like a sales job for people who are listening, but I am pretty excited about the results that Russell is getting with this product. So we're going to have – Russell has contacted his mailing list of people that suffer from Morgellons, and for those of you who are listening in, we really would like you to call in and talk to us. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. And before Russell goes on, I really want to impress upon all of you that so often diseases that can't be defined in Western terminology are dismissed, and the individual is considered a nutcase or a quack or a, a psychosomatic freak or whatever. And there are more and more diseases that cannot be defined by Western medicine, so more and more people are being sent away. And fortunately, Russell and people like Jim Humble and other alternative people are helping provide relief. So, again, for those of you who are on Russell's list and would like to share with us what you've gone through with this disease, we really would like to bring your story out to the public. And for those of you who have questions, remember that number, 888-815-9756. So, Russell, last week we were talking about the symptoms of this horrific disease and how it seemed anything but natural. But you described these multicolored polyurethane tubes popping out of people's body. That certainly doesn't sound like a natural disease.
No, it most certainly isn't. You know, let's wind the clock back about 30 years. If you can remember, Patricia, 30 years ago, people started presenting themselves to the medical establishment with some also very bizarre symptoms, and it turns out that they had HIV/AIDS. And since it wasn't in the medical book, the majority of them were treated with such terrible disdain. They were turned away. They were told they had delusions. Many of them were locked up and incarcerated and forced to take psychotropic drugs under court orders. I mean, it was pretty horrible in the beginning, and the same thing is going on right now with Morgellon. Very rarely do I talk to a Morgellon sufferer who's been to any doctor who wasn't immediately diagnosed as having delusions of parasitosis.
And have these doctors seen some of these critters, as you called them, under observation?
Well, most of the doctors are unwilling to even look. I've had many, many of our customers tell us they'll go in to see the doctor. The doctor won't even look at their lesions and promptly ask them to leave and not come back. Doctors are frightened of this, and they have every reason to be frightened because this is an entirely new paradigm in human illness. We as human beings have never seen anything so hideous as this, where you can have live creatures climbing around inside your body, you know, weaving fibers and encasing vital organs. These polyurethane fibers that you talk about, you know, we've literally seen them pop out of the skin, move around, go back into the skin, and pop out of the skin in other places. I mean, this is a very bizarre disease.
Well, we know that the body doesn't naturally produce polyurethane. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so we have to really talk about this from the outer limits. I mean, it sounds like a plot from but it's real life. So we know that polyurethane does not exist in the human body, so one can only assume that this is something. I mean, does polyurethane have the, as we know it, does it have the capacity to have a biological nature?
Well, it's hard to say, Patricia. The fibers are coated in high-density polyurethane, and when scientists try to burn them, they will not burn, but when they hit 1,400 degrees Fahrenheit, they actually disintegrate. That's another really, really bizarre thing. And then when the FBI ran these fibers through their global database, it came back as a new fiber that they'd never seen before. So it's not like through your closet and picking up the fiber off a sweater. This stuff is literally growing out of your body. And if you go to the Morgellon section of the NutriSilver website, you'll see some very graphic pictures of these lesions and also of the critters that come out of people's bodies.
All right, so I last week I told people don't go now because you'll miss the show, but I think it's a great idea to tune in, just pull up the site is NutriSilver.com, I'm doing that right now as well. And we're going to go through the site and look at, you know, these pictures are, it's really hard to get your head around this. It's just completely off the charts. It's like an ooh part. This doesn't exist in human consciousness. When you see these pictures, a lot of people just don't want to see them or can't bear to see them or don't see what they're looking at.
That's right. That's right. You know, we've been doing this for nearly 4 years, and we originally started out with just Morgellons. But then people started calling and saying, wow, this really does eliminate the symptoms. But how come my yellow toe isn't yellow anymore? Or how come my Lyme disease symptoms have gone down? Or how come I don't have candida anymore? Or why is my arthritis so much less or non-existent now? And we started doing research, and we started talking to a lot of people. And what we kept coming back with is that this product, Nutrisilver, according to many of the scientists and lab owners that we've spoken to, believe that Nutrisilver is a very meaningful replacement for all antibiotics. And let me just take a half a second here to explain that. The way that an antibiotic works is it switches off an enzyme in a bacteria only that allows it to reproduce. And so you, as the host of this infection, let's say that you have staph infection in your throat, you're going to go through 2 weeks of serious discomfort with the staph in your throat. And then when the staph infection completes its life cycle, it dies and goes away, and you're fine, but you've suffered for 2 weeks. Customers would call up and they'd say, well, I gargled with 4 or 5 drops of Nutrisilver, and the staph infection was gone in 30 minutes. And so we paid attention to what people were saying. We've expanded the website to address very deliberately specific ailments. The way that Nutrisilver works is entirely different than antibiotics. What Nutrisilver does is it switches off a different enzyme in the pathogen. Now, unlike antibiotics that only work on bacteria, Nutrisilver works on bacteria, fungus, mold, yeast, and single-cell parasites. And what Nutrisilver does is it switches off a different enzyme in that pathogen that allows it to metabolize oxygen. And since it cannot metabolize oxygen, it suffocates and dies in 5 to 7 minutes. And so this is a very, very effective oral treatment for virtually any kind of pathogenic ailment. You know, Patricia, we did a survey a couple of months ago of our thousands of clients, and one statistic came back that was really shocking, and that was that 37% of our users were using it not to follow or chase any particular disease, but they were using it for general health. And, you know, my own grandchildren have used Nutrisilver, and it stopped all of the colds and flus that they were having and earaches and sore throats and whatnot. And that nonsense was over, and that household went back to being healthy. So the application for this product is just unbelievable. We're even talking
right, well,
with...
Here's a question for you. I mean, obviously you know about Codex Alimentarius.
Yes.
And I've been trying to educate people to the doomsday that's coming with the Codex. And basically all supplements are probably going to disappear. Now, how do you expect... How are you getting around CDC and the pressure from the Food and Drug Administration to remove anything that isn't pharmaceutical from our reach?
Well, there's the DSHEA Act of 1998 that protects Americans and their right to choose and use nutritional supplements. Senator Harry Waxman has just put an amendment into the Fix Wall Street a bill that has just passed the Senate. And it's designed to give broad and exclusive powers to the Federal Trade Commission so that they can come into companies like mine and shut us down for making false claims. They want to regulate it to the extent that little companies like mine could not possibly comply with the regulations, so we go out of business, and then Big Pharma comes along and buys up these companies and offers identical products for dramatically more money. So, you know, there's a whole political thing about this. It's already happened in Europe, where colloidal silver has been banned since January of this year. When we ship to Europe, and we ship a lot of product to Europe, we ship it as a water purifier.
Right.
So it seems to be working so far, but there's a big move on here in the United States to shut down supplement companies as well. Here's the interesting thing, Patricia. In 2008, the United States Center for Poison Control reported that there were 168,000 deaths in the United States from side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. The same report went on to say there were zero deaths from the use of nutritional supplements.
Oh, right. But the fact is that they don't want us to be well.
Well, yeah, I mean, the CDC and the FTC and those are all pretty much regulated by the industries that they're supposed to regulate. So, yeah, that part of it is seriously broken.
Well, yeah, no sick people, no big business, right?
Yeah.
I'll leave that question hanging in a minute because I want to remind you again that the number to call in on is 888-815-9756. Come on, guys, call in. Let's get a dialogue going here and see what the community has to say about what we're bringing forward in this interview. Yeah, I'm sorry, Russ. You were saying that, yeah, but, I mean, let's be honest. Haven't you had any pressure at all?
I've had zero pressure. I've been very, very careful. I've hired attorneys. I've spent countless hours studying and understanding the rules and laws in this country about how to conduct business, what you can say and what you can't say and what you must say. And so, for example, at the bottom of every web page is the familiar disclaimer. You know, this product has not been submitted to the FDA, and it's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. But, you know, we've got a new problem, and that's called MRSA, methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. And all that
you were talking about that last time, but I wasn't really clear about that. So please elaborate for us more about this new baby.
Well, MRSA is just a common staph infection, and it has mutated to the point where it just doesn't care about antibiotics. Antibiotics has virtually no effect on it. And there's other iterations of MRSA that are becoming even more problematic. The shocking fact is, and this comes directly from the CDC, more people die in the United States from MRSA than they do from the AIDS virus.
That is a shocking fact. Please tell us what the symptoms are of MRSA.
Well, MRSA is just a staph infection on steroids. And if you have MRSA on the back of your hand, for example, a simple alcohol wipe will take care of it, no problem. But if it's a half a centimeter under your skin, then you have a good chance of dying. And so there, you know, somebody goes in for a simple tonsillectomy or just some elective surgery, and they come home with MRSA and they die. This is a very serious problem. So what we did was in July of last year, we hired an FDA-certified lab, and we did a test on MRSA. We had 1.3 billion cells of MRSA in a Petri dish. They added one drop of Nutrisilver, and in 60 seconds, it killed 99.9999% of the MRSA, where antibiotics wouldn't touch it at all. So
what about that 0.001%? Can that re-inflame into a full-blown MRSA infection?
That's just the limit of the test. They can't test any further than that.
Okay.
So for all intents and purposes, it killed it all. Then we did the same thing with Candida. Most Americans are riddled with Candida because they've used antibiotics that have killed off the good gut flora that comprises 70% of a human's immune system. And when you do that, you do it at a time when the person is generally pretty sick. And so Candida goes into an overgrowth mode, and the symptoms are quite similar to Morgellons. That's why Morgellons is so hard to diagnose, because it conflicts with fibromyalgia, it conflicts with chronic fatigue syndrome, and all of those are symptoms of Morgellons and Candida. Well, people take Nutrisilver for Candida, and within a few weeks, the Candida is gone, and, you know, people call and they, I can't believe how much energy I have, how clearly I'm thinking, I just feel like myself again, and they go on and live normal lives.
So, but I thought that Candida was also affected by sugar intake.
Well, sugar is the catalyst for Candida, but what really starts a Candida overgrowth infection is the use of antibiotics. And what
right.
the antibiotic does is it kills off the good gut flora and creates a space where an aggressive Candida albicans can go ahead and repopulate the gut.
So as I recall when we spoke last year, you pretty much had said that you didn't feel that the Nutrisilver could cure the Morgellons, but it could keep it under wraps. Has anything changed?
No, unfortunately not. And, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't pray that somebody's going to come up with a cure. But I'm not very encouraged, Patricia. The only real hope that Morgellon sufferers have is in a study being conducted by the CDC on Morgellon. This is really important for the audience to understand. Over the course of the last 8 years, 40 United States senators have sent letters to the CDC asking them to investigate Morgellon. And that would include Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Barack Obama, and many other well-known names. Well, 2 years ago, the CDC started their investigation in Oakland, California, at Kaiser Permanente Hospital. They only had 40 participants. And, Patricia, I have an insider who is one of the 40 that is a friend of and, matter of fact,
hold on a minute. I think we've got a caller. Is that a caller calling in? Hello, caller. Can you give me your name? Okay, go ahead. Looks like we've either the caller's line dropped.
Right. Well, I have a friend who is an insider in the CDC study, and they completed gathering information a year and a half ago, so they're almost 2 years late in releasing their conclusions. Well, my insider was told straight up by the CDC that their conclusion will be that Morgellons does not exist. It's a delusional disease. And yet the person who is in charge at Kaiser, his name is Joe Shelby. He was in charge of the Kaiser side of the investigation, is quoted as saying that the Morgellon study was a total and complete failure, that they actually did nothing that was meaningful. But then how do you do a full study with $338,000 over the course of several years? You don't. That's not even enough to staff two or three people.
Well, and we have to remember that if you do a study, it has to be without a desired income, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
Without a desired outcome. That was a Freudian slip, by the way.
Well, so it's been a huge whitewash, and most of my Morgellons customers are very, very disappointed in this. You know, to have the head of the CDC study say that the study was a complete failure and that they're going to whitewash the result as being there's no such thing, they're not going to be able to continue to deny this, Patricia, because this disease is growing geometrically. The number of orders that we get are growing geometrically as Morgellons continues to expand throughout the general population.
Oh, boy, I just, you know, this is something that really spooks me, and it's not easy to spook me, but when I see these pictures and hear these stories about these critters and these tubes coming out, I find it very unsettling. And
because we are
also told that chemtrails don't exist. And yet, if you look up in the sky, you'd have to be really delusional not to see what they're doing. So we're being told that that doesn't exist. We're being told Morgellon doesn't exist. And I'm pretty sure, like we discussed last week, there is a connection. And like last week, for those of you who are interested, you can check that connection out on Carnicom.com. Clifford Carnicom is a guy who has been dedicating his life to exposing the chemtrail phenomenon, and he has put out a lot of very scientific information.
Yeah.
And he draws a definite parallel between chemtrails and Morgellons. And I definitely believe that that is a very realistic diagnosis of the situation, which is pretty scary because there isn't a place on this planet that is not being sprayed.
Yes, and, you know, when they spray, it gets into the jet stream, and now it's over the entire planet. So, you know, this raises the other question I hear often, is Morgellons contagious? Well, the answer is no, it's not contagious. We have a husband and wife where one of them has Morgellons. Obviously, they're intimate, and the other person has no symptoms at all.
That's very hard to understand, because if you are talking about these critters or that these tubes pop out and then re-enter, it's hard to understand how two intimate people could not infect each other. What is your opinion about why that is?
Well, first of all, if you have the flu, Patricia, and I have the flu, I can't give it to you because you already have it. Therefore, it's
I don't
not
get that.
Negative. The truth of the matter is we've all been sprayed. Morgellons is in the air, it's in the food, it's in the water that we breathe, the water that we drink. And everybody on this planet already has Morgellons. At the moment, the vast majority are asymptomatic. But as time goes on, more and more people become symptomatic, and they are frantically looking for help, and the medical community simply turns their back on them. You know, 4 years ago, I discovered quite by accident that Nutrisilver was an effective treatment for Morgellons. We spoke last week about this woman, Connie. When I first saw her, she was covered head to toe with lesions, and she was a day away from suicide. I get so many people calling me who tell me they're going to kill themselves, and I typically do 2 suicide preventions every week. But we started experimenting with Connie and Nutrisilver. We had not yet heard the word Morgellons. We had no idea what we were dealing with, except it was truly bizarre. So I happened to have some Nutrisilver with me, and we put a few drops on the back of her hand. And you can see that if you click on the Morgellons tab on the main page. And her hand was just covered with crater-like lesions that were non-healing. And within an hour, the redness and swelling was gone, and we just kind of looked at each other and thought, what the hell just happened? Long story short, we started giving her Nutrisilver orally, and if you look underneath that picture of this hand that's covered in lesions, you'll see another picture of the same hand that's perfectly healthy, and that was only 3.
Yes, I'm looking at that now under Morgellon images.
Now, just underneath there, Patricia, it says, if you would like to see other pictures, click here. See that? Let me ask you to click on that.
I'm not sure I want to see those pictures. They're just so spooky. All right, Morgellons symptoms is where I was. Are you talking about the Morgellons photo gallery?
No. What I'm talking about is when you were on the Morgellons page and you saw those 2 pictures of Connie's hand, one with lesions and one without. Just below that, it says, if you would like to see other pictures of Connie's great natural organic healing, please click here.
Yeah, okay.
All right? Go ahead and click on that. Here you can see the fibers.
I see the fibers.
You can see the critters. You can see the lesions all over her body.
I see that.
See how it's
I can't imagine.
Oh, it's horrible.
I think so.
This disease takes over people's hair and replaces it. If you scroll down more towards the bottom, you'll actually see pictures of actual critters that I took. I took all of these pictures. And you should see the pictures of after, when all of this is healed. It's just amazing.
So why are you saying that it doesn't heal Morgellons? Because you just got fish saying when it's healed.
What I've said, Patricia, is it doesn't cure it.
Okay. So in other words, it keeps the symptoms under control.
Yeah.
But it's always there.
Connie was on Nutrisilver for about 5 or 6 weeks when she declared herself symptom-free. That was nearly 4 years ago. Now, she takes small doses of Nutrisilver for maintenance, because if you stop taking it, the symptoms reappear. But she's been symptom-free for nearly 4 years now. She's, you know, hugging her grandkids. She's dating. She's working full-time. She's just back to being normal. And you can see her video of her experience on that same page.
Yeah, I really recommend people not to look at the video now, but when we get done with this interview, to check out all the information on this site. It's very thorough. And there's also plenty of information about other diseases and other illnesses that can be directly affected by this pretty amazing product, Nutrisilver. So, you know, Lyme disease. A lot of people are getting Lyme disease. What can you tell us about that?
Lyme disease is just horrible. There's a life stealer. And the problem with Lyme disease is if you get the trademark bullseye rash when you're bitten and you act on it, small amounts of antibiotics, and you're done. That's not what happens. 86% of people who are bitten by a tick and get Lyme disease don't get that bullseye rash. They don't get any symptoms at all, so they don't know that they're infected. By the time that they start becoming symptomatic, it's too late. Antibiotics are going to do nothing. And I talk to Lyme disease patients all day long, and they are just beside themselves. It's completely hopeless for them. I talk to people who have been on IV drips for 2 straight years.
But does Nutrisilver relieve the Lyme disease?
With Lyme disease. And you know they have no immune system left. They've completely killed it off. So, you know, those people who use Nutrisilver for Lyme disease have reported back that it sometimes takes 3 or 4 weeks of use before they begin to see any abatement or reduction in their symptoms. But they do, ultimately, and most people who take Nutrisilver for Lyme disease will see their symptoms diminish over time, and then they go back to having normal lives, too.
So basically, I know that you're not a doctor, but it seems to me that people are first of all, that you're highly educated to these different conditions, and secondly, that people are turning to you really for guidance more than for medical treatment, but that you're kind of like a one-stop band for a number of different very intense conditions.
Yeah, well, you know, by trade, I'm an international telecommunications consultant with no background in healthcare until 4 years ago when I started this. But, you know, I just feel compelled to bring this product out because it is saving lives, it is eliminating suicides, and it is returning natural health to the population. Tricia, if you go to the top there, it says general health. You see the drop down?
Hold on. General health, yeah.
Okay, colds and flu, immune system booster, kids' general health, eyes, ears, sinuses, and throat, disease prevention, healthy eating, food poisoning, pet health, and silver toxicity myths exposed. There is so much information on Nutrisilver and how it affects people in their daily lives. When we discovered 37% of our customers were taking it for these reasons, to prevent diseases and to get back to general good natural health, you know, we decided to put more information on the website so people could see this. And then just to the left, you'll see testimonials, and you can see more Gallen's testimonials. I don't suggest sitting down and reading those unless you get a box of Kleenex, because these people have suffered like you cannot imagine.
But out of the people that you've treated, do they all come back to you and tell you that their symptoms have abated?
Well, not all of them. You know, most people aren't going to bother to communicate that way. But the ones that do, you know, there's not a day that goes by that I don't get someone calling or sending an email thanking us for getting them their lives back.
How about hepatitis C?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. One of the first people to take Nutrisilver for Margellans is a is an employee at UC Davis, University of California at Davis, and she has Morgellons, Lyme disease, and hepatitis C. Now, hepatitis C, as you're probably aware, that's a death sentence. You're going to die. Well, she was using Nutrisilver for Morgellons, and she had just taken a liver toxicity test before she started, and 2 months after she started the Nutrisilver, she did another liver toxicity test, and she told us that the toxicity level in her liver had decreased by 40%. So that's pretty significant. People use this product to nebulize into their lungs. One of the worst bacterial infections is Pseudomonas, which is the cause of cystic fibrosis. We have scientists that are nebulizing Nutrisilver into the lungs of terminal patients who are losing their disease. They're going back to normal lives.
And how does one nebulize Nutrisilver?
Just put it in a little nebulizer, and you know most of the time it's a mask over your face or over your nose. And then you just breathe it, and it goes right into your lungs, and when it hits the Pseudomonas bacteria, it just kills it.
And they do this regularly or as a treatment for a time or what?
Well, it depends on the individual. Most of the time they don't need to do it. You know, once their Pseudomonas infections are gone, they're gone.
You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking there are... For the people that are listening, there are so many illnesses that we are unaware of and how really important it is to have some preventative approach. And, of course, pretty much the people that are listening to this show are very concerned about what they eat. Many of them are working with colloidal silver. Other people are using homeopathic remedies, every sort of healing. But I don't think that many people know about Nutrisilver. Which is one of the reasons why I've got you on more than once. And the last week you talked about the difference between colloidal silver and Nutrisilver. Could you just quickly tell us again the difference?
Sure. Most colloidal silvers are made with an electrical process where they run electricity through a silver wire that's immersed in distilled water. What that does is it takes some of the ions off the silver wire and puts them in the water. So what you get is a very clear... distilled water that has very, very little, if any, real silver in it, and the parts per million is generally between 2 and 20. Nutrisilver, the manufacturing facility, is adjacent to a silver mine, and they use real silver from that silver mine. That's why it's a little bit more expensive. But instead of 2 to 20 parts per million, Nutrisilver is 3,600 parts per million because it has real silver in it. Now, we spent a fortune on FDA-certified lab tests, and you can see those at the top drop-down box. We did E. coli, Salmonella, Legionella, Cholera, Pseudomonas, Staph, Aspergillus. The list just goes on and on and on. And we just had tremendously fast and thorough time kill rates. And those are all published on the website. So this isn't something that we just made up or thought it sounded interesting. These are scientific facts that we spent a lot of money to demonstrate to the community that Nutrisilver just doesn't seem to have a pathogen that it can't kill very, very quickly and thoroughly.
Except for Morgellons.
Well, we don't even know what Morgellons is. You know, if I ask six scientists, is this a bacteria, a fungus, is it a virus, what is it? I'll get six different answers. They don't know. It has characteristics of many of those, but it's not. You can't say that Morgellons is a bacterial infection.
I'm convinced. Not if you've got multicolored polyurethane fibers popping out of people's skin. It would be a little hard for a doctor to say, what is that?
Well, you know, there are precedents in nature where fungal infections have behaved that way, not with high-density polyurethane coatings, but where fibers have grown in human and animal flesh and moved around.
I know,
around.
But not with polyethylene multicolored fibers.
Yeah, I know.
This looks more, you know, I've seen pictures of it that look more like the cable from a television set than something that could be in a human body.
Yeah, it's just amazing that this stuff is growing out of bodies. You know, I videotaped hundreds and hundreds of critters coming out of Connie's face when she took a large dose of Nutrisilver. It was very
frightening. Where is that video available?
It won't be. That video is the property of Connie. She's asked to keep it private because it's just horrific.
It's understandable. I read on your site that something like 94%, I find this very interesting, 94% of people that have Morgellons also have Lyme disease. What can you say to that?
That's close, Patricia. What it says is 93% of Morgellon sufferers who test for Lyme test positive for Lyme, and they don't have Lyme. But keep in mind that Lyme tests are notoriously incorrect. Too many false positives and false negatives. And, you know, there's only a couple of labs in the country, and they're very, very expensive, that will give you a somewhat accurate diagnosis for Lyme disease.
You know, I just think it's interesting that there are people on your site reporting that they've got Lyme and Morgellons, and I'm wondering if you see there's any connection there.
Well, you're right. I'm not a doctor or a scientist, and one can only surmise that if all of those people are testing positive for Lyme and they don't have Lyme, there's something pretty drastic going on here.
Oh, yeah, it's drastic, all right. Once again, the number is 888-815-9756. If you have questions for Russell, now is your chance to speak to someone who has some pretty hands-on experience of dealing with these aspects of disease. I don't even know what to call them. I certainly don't know what to call Morgellons. It's really not a disease, is it?
Well, officially, it's not even a syndrome yet. It's got to go through CDC investigation, and they've got to say that there's substance here, and they'll call it a syndrome. And then years later, after massive testing, it'll be classified as a disease. But right now, it's not even a syndrome. So if you go to a doctor, by law, he cannot diagnose you with Morgellons because Morgellons is not a disease. It doesn't exist. Even worse, I have a medical doctor who himself has Morgellons, and he's been treating his patients, and they're going to yank his medical license for this.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, that's what's coming. No homeopathic or natural remedies are allowed.
He's been prosecuted now for 3 years, and, you know, the results of that prosecution should be back next week. And this guy's probably going to lose his medical license because he helped people who are suffering from a horrible disease.
Yeah, he helped people who are suffering from a horrible disease with a non-pharmaceutical product.
Yeah, and a non-existent disease.
Exactly. So how do you foresee the future for you and for Nutrisilver? What happens when they start to come down on you?
Well, you know, that's when we have to go into the courts and start using attorneys to fight and defend what we're doing. You know, we're like any commercial enterprise. We have to have cash flow to stay afloat. But our interest really is not in making money. It's really in eliminating this horrible, horrible suffering these people are experiencing. But it's just totally unnecessary for them to experience that.
Well, given what is coming down with this Codex Alimentarius, I would think that I'm reading the label, and it says organic, natural, mineral, non-toxic, dietary supplement. So that would classify you as something that, under the Codex Alimentarius, has to go.
Well, we're speculating, but unlikely, yes.
Hold on, we've got a caller. Yes, caller, can you tell me your name?
Yes, my name is Eliana. How are you?
Hello, Eliana. Thank you so much for calling in.
Well, thank you for taking my call, and please cut me off when you will see my point already made. I certainly evaluate your time. Incredibly intriguing subject. Yes, has part of it quite a bit of a scare, but at the same time, there is a somewhat reassurance of the remedies, which unfortunately not as well spread out as we like them to be. A little bit familiar with this form of silver and other substance. The only reason I wanted to sneak my thought is that, unfortunately, the whole system of our thinking of quick fixes are not very helpful to assimilate those substances. So I think it's important to talk about the diet, but not all this non-working low-fat or non-fat diet, but a diet in a more of a humanitarian sense, when one is aware of wholesome food and also aware of the fact that if one is sick, has to change orientation in a diet and to be more aware of combination of food and nutritional value, which is so dissipating. We have to push ourselves to very high price organic food, and even organic food is not really true organic because we don't have organic grain any longer. However,
that's right, and we also have a situation where even organic vegetables are being rained upon by chemtrails.
Exactly, unfortunately. So
what is your question,
sweetheart? Actually, the question is, are the this silver substance, is it more adaptable and easy digestible with certain type of either acidity in the stomach or some food group or maybe even a type of the blood? Anything more specific you can characterize?
Yes, that's a very good question. Russell, can you enlighten us on this?
Yes. The caller raises an incredibly important point. We have a whole section here on a healthy eating lifestyle. What we know for sure is that processed foods actually encourage Morgellons disease. And so what we ask our customers to do very deliberately in multiple emails and in correspondence when they receive their package is to stop eating processed foods and switch over, make a decision to have good health. And by that we mean they need to be eating food that was available to humans 10,000 years ago, called a caveman diet, where we want you to eat fruits and vegetables and meats and chickens and fish. And we want you to avoid anything that's in a can, in a wrapper, in a box, that has a nutritional label, because those things have had the life removed from them. And that will encourage the disease, whereas if you eat this so-called caveman diet, you're going to lose weight, you're going to feel healthy, your energy is going to return. And, you know, it's very, very difficult, especially in the United States, to get real organic food, even though it's labeled organic.
It's a big buzz now for a lot of businesses, but when you get down to it, whether or not what's being labeled as organic or not is the real thing is a big question. So if you know about chemtrails, you know that nothing can purely be organic if, in fact, we are being pelted with substances that are being rained down upon us. And I had this conversation today with someone, and we were talking about creating a this is something I'm going to be doing here at my house, a glass garden, a protected, what's the word I'm looking for? A Quonset hut type of vegetable garden that is covered so that nothing that falls out of the sky can land on the food.
Right. Well, the problem there, too, is Morgellons is already in the water supply. So.
Yeah, but anything we can do to improve the situation, all the better, right?
Yeah. Caller, did we answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
And, Eliana, I wanted to say this, that I agree with you that we do not want to be afraid. We want to be informed.
Yes, very, very important, and that's what your program all about. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. That's what I want to do, is to be informed, not afraid, and take whatever measures we can to make our lives more pure, more healthy, and more meaningful. So thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. But that is a very important question that has come up, and as far as I understand from talking to you, Russell, the substance itself is just a couple of drops you put into mineral water, and there's no aversion or no difficulty in ingesting it. And you do have a click on your site about myths about silver silver toxicity. But you reassure us that there is nothing toxic about it.
Silver toxicity doesn't exist. It's pharma gobbledygook. There's never been one case in 3,000 years of anyone ever being harmed by ingesting silver. Back prior to the 70s, there was a condition called argyria where people would turn a gray or a slate blue. But those days are over.
Hold on a minute. I hate to interrupt you. We've got another caller. Yes, caller, please tell me your name.
Hi, my name is Jane Provenzano, and I'm wondering if this helps Lyme. I see that it says it does, but I'm wondering, you know, I tried to click on the Lyme button, and it didn't seem to go anywhere, so maybe it's just my computer, but I don't know.
Yes, it does help with Lyme. Let me have Russell answer that question for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
First of all, caller, if you have Lyme, my heart goes out to you. I know how horrible that is, and sometimes it can be pretty hopeless. We've had some pretty stunning successes with Lyme disease. As a matter of fact, we're the only colloidal silver company out there that gives you a 60-day money-back guarantee. We've had very, very few refunds, but we know that this works, and if for some reason it doesn't, we just immediately refund your money. So if you click on the Lyme page, and I know you're having trouble with it, it gives you a complete suggested use for Lyme disease and how to take it. And then there's some testimonials here from people who have used NutriSilver to get their Lyme disease symptoms under control.
If she can't get it to work, I'm sure she can connect with you directly through your site, right?
Yes. You know, Patricia, most of the time when NutriSilver doesn't work, it's mostly because the person taking it isn't following the instructions.
No, I mean when she can't get the link to work.
Oh, yeah.
Is there someone at your site that she can talk to directly with her questions?
If she goes to NutriSilver application, there's a drop-down box.
Yes.
And it's Lyme disease. And it lists all the symptoms, the treatments, testimonials. We have frequently asked questions. We have photographs and videos about Lyme disease. We go into safety and research. There's a tremendous amount of information on Lyme disease on the site.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much.
How long have you had Lyme disease?
I don't have it. My husband has it, and a very close friend of mine is really suffering bad with it. And so, you know, she has tried just so many things. And, you know, I'm just watching her suffer in so many ways. And, you know, I know she will try this. And my husband,
please,
he gardens a lot.
Please have her try NutriSilver, and let's see if we can knock it out.
I will, and thank you so much. This is wonderful information. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in. Please spread the word.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
So really what it comes down to, Patricia, is we have not found a harmful pathogen, whether it's a bacteria, a fungus, a virus, a mold, a yeast, that we couldn't kill very quickly.
Well, what I love, Russell, is that you make the claims, but you've got the tests to back it up. And I am a person who is pretty out there and open to every kind of possibility, but I'm very grounded, and I want to bring forward information that is grounded in truth and in reality. So I really appreciate that aspect of the work that you're doing, and that is why I have got my order into you, and I will now begin a preventative process because I just got over pneumonia, and I didn't have to go through that. That's why I was asking you earlier about the nebulizer, because I did have some surgery to clear out the bronchia, and I think it's a real good idea to clear out the surgery with some NutriSilver. So I will definitely be looking forward to that arriving.
My guess here, Patricia, is had you been nebulizing for an hour a day for 5 days, you would not have had surgery.
Yeah. Well, from now on, I definitely, you know, I did this last year when I first talked to you, I got the NutriSilver, but at the time, I understood that I had to use distilled water, and I couldn't get it in Italy.
Filtered water. We just don't want the silver to mix with minerals, so no mineral water, no tap water.
Well, I found distilled water yesterday, so you just hurry up and get my order to me, please.
It'll be shipped out.
Listen, do you have any last-minute message for the people that are listening now? Because believe it or not, we are once again at the end of the hour.
Well, I'm just very grateful to you, Patricia, for bringing this information to your listening public. They really do have a right to know that there's an alternative to Western medicine that doesn't seem to be working and is too costly. This is a very effective and non-toxic, can't harm you in any way substance. And humans have been doing this for 3,000 years. I mean, how much history do we need to prove that this does work and it doesn't harm anyone? I think we've earned the right to say that now. And if the callers have any questions, Patricia, with your permission, I will give them our toll-free number for customer service, and we'll
Please
be happy
do.
To. And we'll speak with you on an individual basis and try to help you in any way that we can. Our toll-free number is 888-240-2326. And to reach me, it's option number 2 for customer service.
Thank you, Russell. We are really out of time, so I've got to sign out. Thanks to Russell Altman and all the great work he's doing. You've got the number. The website is Nutrisilver.com. Think about your health. Take prevention. There's a lot of stuff out there that you're not aware of. A few drops of Nutrisilver in your water every day seems like the only idea imaginable. So thank you, Russell. I can't wait to get my supply, and I will be started. Thanks again. This is Patricia signing out. It's been another incredible hour, Beyond the Matrix.